Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Ag Summit is set for this Thursday and Friday in Louisville at the Marriott East. Dr. Tony Brannon, chair of the Kentucky Ag Council and dean of the Hudson School of Agriculture at Murray State, says next only to developing and implementing the state's strategic five-year plan for agriculture, this summit tops their annual list of activities.
Each year we plan and conduct an agricultural summit as one of the mission goals of the council. This year, the Ag Summit is entitled Farming Stewardship of our resources.
The conference theme is backed up with announcement of the winner of the Leopold Award for Conservation. The first time, says Brannon, that this national honor has been celebrated in a state east of the Mississippi.
It recognizes extraordinary achievement in voluntary conservation, and certainly our farmers are environmentalists. Our farmers are conservationist, and we need to recognize that. It comes with it a $10,000 cash award. So not only is it one of the most prestigious agricultural awards in our state and in our country, but it is also a very profitable one, too, for the winner.
As we reported last week, the winner is John Bednarski of Oldham County, and the other two finalists were Todd Clark of Fayette and Don and Meredith Holcomb of Logan County. We'll highlight them down the road. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo comes to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 14th through the 16th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the pulse-pounding action of bull riding, bronc riding, steer wrestling, and more. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
Basically, says Dr. Tony Brannon, the Kentucky Ag Council is an umbrella group of farm and commodity organizations and federal and state agencies involved with agriculture. It serves as a cohesive unit to keep everyone headed in the same direction to strengthen agriculture here. Each 5 years, they develop a master plan.
It is part of our strategic plan to have this conference, and we will be giving an update on it. We have some exciting activities going on with an agricultural information project in conjunction with the ag districts across the state that we'll be updating. And then, obviously, conservation is one of our key goals, and our panel on Friday morning will address that. We got some outstanding panelists coming from across the nation, including a former chief of the Natural Resources Conservation System.
Also featured, a former administrator of EPA. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.